VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Estelle, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hi everyone, welcome back to your daily pronunciation challenge. This is your host, Estelle. How's your week so far? Are you feeling swamped by work? Tired of the annoying people around you? Have you thought about escaping into the woods in the middle of nowhere and spending some quality time alone? Well, the man in today's video actually lives like that. He is a fire lookout, and his job is to look out for forest fires on the top of a mountain. Go check out the video after today's challenge to find out more. For now, let's take a look at our sentence of the day. It's just everything's compacted down to a 14 by 14 room. Once you start staffing your lookout, you're going to be working 10 days on, 4 days off, late June until usually mid-September. Slower again. It's just everything's compacted down to a 14 by 14 room. Once you start staffing your lookout, you're gonna be working 10 days on, 4 days off, late June until usually mid-September. 今天的句子其实念起来还算容易，发音的部分没有什么太困难的地方，只要多练习就好。我只有一点想提醒大家呢，就是 once you， 在念 once 和 you 这两个字连音的时候，有些人会念成 once you， once you， 一个 sh 的音，那也有人直接念 once you。Once you， 两个都可以，重点是大家在听到的时候要有办法听懂，然后可以理解，那自己在念的时候就挑一个喜欢的来念就好了。今天的句子其实是两句话连在一起，所以看到句点啊、逗点这种标点符号都可以稍作停顿来吸口气，但是在念到 10 days on, 4 days off 的时候呢，可以不需要停顿，因为呢这是要讲说哦上十天休十天，所以这边呢就直接念过去，不需要停顿。还有影片当中的讲者呢，他在念到句子最后一个部分的时候语调稍稍上扬，因为他要表示他不太确定啊大概的意思，所以大家下次如果想要表达自己不确定大概是怎么样的话，可以就用肯定句，然后语调稍稍上扬。好的，接下来我们来看看今天要学习的重点单字。第一个字来看到 compact， 它在今天的句子里面是当作动词使用，意思是压缩或是使简洁。来看看例句， He compacted his living space down to the size of a van. 他把自己的生活空间压缩进一台箱型车里，或者是 An eyebrow pencil, an eyeliner, a lip liner, and a highlighter are compacted into this 4-in-1 makeup pen. 这支四合一彩妆笔结合了眉笔、眼线笔、唇线笔和打亮笔。Compact 可以当作形容词来使用，表示简洁的、紧凑的，或是小巧的、小型的。For example, due to budget cuts, our department can only afford this compact office. 因为预算被砍了，所以我们部门只能在这间小型办公室工作。今天的第二个单字，我们来看到 by。By 它是介系词，在英文当中要测量，表示度量、数量或是乘啊、除的时候会使用的一个虚字，就像是中文乘以、除以的这个以字。来看看一些例子 ，How much is 130 multiplied by 4？ 130乘以4是多少？或者是？520 divided by 4 is 130. 520除以4是130，或者是 Our weekly sales have gone up by 12%. 我们的周销售量上升了12%。And the 14 by 14 in today's sentence means the size of the room is 14 feet by 14 feet, but it's combined by hyphens and made an adjective. 今天句子的 14 by 14 的意思呢，就是14乘14。那在讲四方形的面积都可以这样表示。而句子里面呢，是用了连字号 hyphen 把它连起来变成形容词来使用。我们来看看类似的例子。The size of my desk is 1 meter by 1.5 meters. 我的书桌长 1.5 公尺，宽1公尺。或者是 You need 3x4 photos for your application. 申请时需要缴交3x4的照片。接下来我们来看到 staff。Staff 它是名词，意思是全体职员、全体工作人员。For example, you can ask a staff member for help. 你可以请工作人员帮忙。那如果 staff 要当作动词使用，像今天的句子里面一样的话，意思就会是成为员工，或是为某个机构提供人员。来看看例句 ：The organization is staffed by social workers. They aim to help underprivileged families. 这个组织由社工组成，旨在帮助弱势家庭。今天的最后一个单字，我们来看到 lookout。lookout 它是名词，意思是瞭望塔、瞭望台，那也可以指守望者或是监视者。来看看例句 ：The lookouts have to stay at the lookout day and night. 监视员必须无时无刻都待在瞭望台上。那 lookout 也可以表示守望、警戒或是监视。来看看例句 ：We have to keep a lookout for the tricks of our rivals. 我们必须密切注意对手的把戏。那片语 be on the lookout for something or somebody 的意思是寻找、查找或是搜索。For example, I'm always on the lookout for my future husband. 我一直在密切寻找着我的未来丈夫。最后我想解释一下今天句子当中的一个用法，就是 day on 和 day off。Day can also refer to the time that you usually spend at work or at school. So a day on means a day when you have to go to work or school, and a day off means a day when you do not have to work. For example, my period cramps were so bad that I had to take a day off. 我的经痛严重到我得请一天假。Alright, now let's go through our sentence one last time. It's just everything's compacted down to a 14 by 14 room. Once you start staffing your lookout, you're gonna be working 10 days on, 4 days off, late June until usually mid-September. It seems like the man in today's video is always surrounded by nature and tranquility when he's at work. How nice!After watching today's video, I really want to stay at the cabin for a while and enjoy the view and some time with that modern technology and just relax. How about you? What do you think about this way of living? Leave a comment and a recording. See you next time!